Well, Ben, today was always going to be the real test. You're up in Skerries by the sea, 4G pitch, playing the team, I suppose, that arguably people are saying are the best team in the league with Enniscorthy, and at the end we lost by 6 points. What are your views on the game now?
Having cooled down a little bit afterwards, I thought we had it totally in our control at half time. I thought we were fantastic in the first half. We did everything that we'd spoken about grinding away, about being tough into the wind. Let's be honest, that wind was a contributing factor. It was a tough old day for them. But, we did everything we asked them to do. We ground away. We found a way to get there. We scored two fantastic tries. And the league and the game, everything was in our control at halftime. We spoke about the need for discipline, that we would get our opportunities, that we would play down the other end, and our discipline just let us down terribly.
Is it the thing that psychologically, I think, when you realise you have the wind and you have that wind behind you in the second half, does it affect players psychologically, I wonder? Because I've seen it in so many sports in the last couple of months where a team that has the wind are the team, they're not able to take advantage of it.
Yeah, 100%. We spoke about it at halftime. We said, look, the wind is not going to win it for us. And let's be honest, we're not a kicking team. Mm-hmm. We don't look comfortable kicking the ball. It's not something we do naturally. We're a ball-in-hand team, and we stopped playing. We thought we would just kick it down the other end and things would happen for us. That was probably one of the things that disappointed me the most, is that we stopped playing. That we're a ball in hand side, and when we have the ball in hand, as we showed in the first half, we can do some real damage. It's a lesson that they'll learn. We're going to play in windy conditions again, so hopefully we've learnt something from that.
Yeah, and I suppose when you reflect on the game, to a losing bonus point, that is a bonus, I suppose, pardon the pun, but our defence was fantastic, and it had to be in that second half.
Yeah, they defended brilliantly. I don't even recall really being down the other end, which was surprising because we had the whole, that wind, that gale force wind behind us, but we just didn't use it and we weren't smart. But yeah, we showed a lot of heart. We defended to the man, Off and down, we had two or three yellow cards, so we were down to 14 men at times. Our scrum held up really well. Our defence was good. But that top 2 inches just wasn't there. We've got to be a smarter rugby team. We're a talented team. We've got ball skills. We can run the ball. But we're not a smart team yet. And that's something we'll have to develop.
But it's been a good season so far, man, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. We've progressed a long way in pretty short time. We've got some talent. We've got some young kids coming through who are putting their hands up. We've probably got, at the start of the year, I would have said we had maybe 17 or 18 players capable of playing AAL. We've probably got 30 now, 28 or 30 guys who are absolutely capable of playing at this level. So that's a real positive. And we're going to get better. But days like today, if we can just be smarter, we had that. It was there for the taking, and that's the disappointing part.
Smarter comes from experience, doesn't it, of playing at this level?
Yeah, the experience and as I mentioned, a lot of our guys haven't come from rugby schools and haven't played a lot when they were kids. So, there were some times there when we simply didn't know the laws. The ball's going back towards the dead ball line and we want to play with it. And that ultimately that ended up a turnover and they scored off that. And that was the winning and the losing of it. Had we known the laws, it could have been a very different situation. So I need to take that on and maybe educate them a little bit more in the laws of the game.
Yeah, and I suppose, to be fair, away to Tullamore last week, away to Skerries today, and I know you have a break of 3 weeks, but then you're away to Bangor, another team that were unbeaten coming into today, so it's a pretty tough programme, isn't it?
Yeah, I think we get Sundays well at home
first, yeah.
Before that. And it'll be nice to get back home. We've had a couple of weeks, tough weeks away. Probably give the boys Tuesday off to recover and recuperate and enjoy themselves for the weekend. It's a league that's going to be, it's kind of separating top and bottom. Be interesting to see what the results are today. But, we've got to do really well against the likes of Sundays Well to then enjoy the days against Bangor.
I suppose the reality is nothing is won or lost in November, is it? That's the reality.
Yeah, it's not won now, but it can be lost. So we need to now regroup and make sure that we get 5 points out of Sunday's Well, and then move on and keep progressing through the year, because you can only drop a game or two and then you're really out of that top spot reckoning.
Thanks, Brad.
Thanks, Liam.